It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Live from Ashburn. Day one, week one. Let's go. Commanders, Bucks. Sunday, 4 o'clock. And before we get there, you got football tomorrow night. You got football Friday night. If you want to hang out with us on Friday, B. Mitchell Finley are kicking off a new season of Washington football live from D-City Smokehouse, located at 203 Florida Ave, Northwest, Friday, September 6th, starting at 10 a.m. Come celebrate a new era of Washington football with some of D.C.'s best barbecue. I'm going to need some brisket, some wings,
some sprouts. Well, the chat already said they're going to flood D-City.
Who is?
The chat.
Oh, hell yeah. All the chatters so should come in.
And someone said, please don't forget your card.
I didn't think about that. They're out of beer that day. Now, that's going to be a fun one, man. Because we'll have had Thursday night's game to talk about.
Yep.
We'll have Friday night's game to look forward to. Obviously, the Commanders game on Sunday. I can't wait for that one, man. Come check us out right at the corner of 2nd and North, 2nd and Florida Northwest, D-City Smokehouse. We did a show out there. I think you must have been out of town. It was me and Doc.
You and Doc.
And we had a blast, and the food was awesome. Might have been for March Madness. I don't know. I can't remember what the event was. We were out there. But I really enjoyed it.
And might have been March Madness.
Is the weather supposed to be like this Friday? Just perfect?
Don't know.
Because, hell, I will sit outside D-City Smokehouse if you want us to. Now, Brian, obviously a lot to get to. It's we're in this interesting period right now where things are kind of big picture focused on the season, but like now it's time to focus on week to week.
Yeah.
And it sure seems like Dan Quinn has that level of focus locked in. When, I mean, they play the Giants week two, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like when you were playing football, you played for two Hall of Fame coaches and Jim Fossil. When did you start paying attention to the division? Like, was that on your mind in the offseason? Like, when did that?
Well, you're always worried about your division. And I think a lot of the coaches, they did things in practice that they knew those teams were going to do because you play them twice. Okay? And back then we had five teams in the division, so you got 8 games out of those 16 in your division. So you have to really work for it and work on those. But the ultimate thing is you don't really worry about it until – you start playing against each other, and then you start to see what the schedule is and how things are falling in place. You don't think about it at the beginning of the season, unless you're starting off the season with one of those guys like right. We normally have to do.
Right. So a little bit of news here. Hollywood Brown ruled out for tomorrow night's opener against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Against the Ravens, rather. Ravens,
yeah,
the Chiefs.
I saw that.
So this is pretty interesting. I think this is a good exercise here. Maybe we can even sneak in some calls before the governor joins us a little later. Landini, we should probably try to figure out the breaks so we're back up at like 44. A little inside radio right there. But Lanfield found this thing. This is from The Athletic, and they talked about what teams are the most optimistic about their organizations.
They must not come talk to the people here.
Or Jeff.
Yeah, they talk to Jeff, we'll be number one.
Honestly, though, I think you'd be a little surprised. So the most optimistic fan base is the Eagles. I think that's fair because the Eagles have a loaded roster. They add Saquon. You add Vic Fangio to revamp that defense, although usually that takes a little longer. You've got Howie Roseman. They just traded for Jahan Dotson. It's an interesting concept. They say Eagles are at 90. Lanfield, help me understand the optimism meter here. Because obviously, there's a lot to kind of like you probably be more optimistic as a Washington fan right now than you would be as like a Giant fan. I would almost maybe not as an Eagle fan because they're legit. Mm-hmm. they're the Eagles are obviously a legit contender.
Which one are you looking at? Because the one I saw had the Detroit Lions as the number one most optimistic.
Sure. That's across the league. I was looking at the NFC East.
Oh, okay.
So you got Lions – the most – so apparently the Athletic did a survey of 12,000 fans.
12,000?
And then I guess you're allowed to, like, leave some comments or whatever. Lions fans, 98% optimistic. Chiefs fans, 98.7%. Bears, get Caleb Williams, number one overall. So let's drop this down to the Eagles fans are 90.6% optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders, almost in the middle of this thing, 78% optimistic.
Yep.
I just want to go around the room. How optimistic are you feeling?
I'm optimistic for what I'm expecting. See, that's the difference. The questions are, what are you asking people?
Right.
Do you think the team is going to make it to the playoffs? Do you think the team is going to be great? They're going to win 10 games? Or do you think the team is going to improve? You believe they're in a better situation right now. I'm optimistic about that. I'm optimistic about the last two things I said, not the first two things.
Right.
And I don't expect those first two things.
I think optimism correlates to expectations as it relates to this season,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, what happens in 2024? What's the final record? All of that. I think you got to be measured. But I think as far as, like, being optimistic about the organization as a whole,
mm-hmm.
this is a different time than really my lifetime. Because, I mean, Snyder bought the team. I was in high school. And, like, as much as I remember, you know, Joe Gibbs, I remember the 91 Super Bowl. He retired after the 93 season, right? The 92 season.
92 season.
Yeah, like everything changed so dramatically. And I think on like a super macro viewpoint, there's never been more reason for optimism in 25 years. What does that mean this year? I don't know. But then you can zoom all the way in to the micro viewpoint. And I think Jaden Daniels could be a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And so it's like you have reason for optimism, like on the whole tent pole, regardless of how high up you want to view it. Lamfeld, always an optimist. How optimistic do you feel about this team?
Actually, pretty good. I mean, I think for the first time in a long time, they really have there's a possibility that maybe they've actually found the answer at quarterback. And obviously, like you were saying, that ownership disaster appears to have been righted as well. They seem to have, you know, maybe for the first time in 20 years, a general manager who's not the lackey of the owner or the lackey of the head coach. So, yeah, I mean, just generally, things seem to be going in the right direction. I feel pretty optimistic, yeah.
Lamville's feeling optimistic.
Let me look outside and see if it's about to start raining.
If Lamville's feeling optimistic, how the hell is Jeff going to feel? Hello, Jeffrey. What's your optimism meter?
I ain't going to lie. My optimism, you can hear me smiling behind the mic right now.
Oh, but, Lord.
But I can say it's a realistic optimism, you know.
All right. Most of us,
because we haven't seen so much success, the little slight of it, most of us tend to go on and be like, oh yeah, we going to the Super Bowl this year. Nah. I'm confident that we're going to see a good product on the field. You know, even if it's 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins, it's showing progress, you know? And that's all the people want to see. We want to see the progress towards going back to our glory. Not going back to our glory days, going to our new glory days. So I'm really optimistic.
I don't know that we have time to open the phones. And, Lamphill, you can just tell me either way on that. But I do think it's interesting to let a few people call in, 800-636-1067, and tell us how their optimistic meter is. Compare this to, in this Athletic story, the Cowboys' 19.9% optimism. And it says
they don't believe in the owner.
Well, probably plenty of that. I know I have a buddy. My buddy Wacker is from Dallas, Cowboy fan, and they can't stand Jerry. It's not even not believe in. It's they think it's a disaster. But you've got Dak in a contract here. Parsons wants a deal, but they're gonna have to pay him next year. Like, are you really gonna draft Shedeur Sanders. Like, Dak doesn't win in the playoffs. I'm aware of that. But he's pretty damn good. Like, it's easy to knock him. Giants fans, I mean, how optimistic could a Giants fan be right now? Like, you know what I mean? I think because of Hard Knocks, they said the quiet part out loud. Like, we got to see how little they believe in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, we saw that.
Like, we know it. We knew it, but now we know it.
We know it, know it.
Daniel Jones is making $40 million bucks. And you're hoping to find a quarterback next year, right?
It's amazing, like, when $40 million bucks is a below average quarterback.
Right? And I think the Giants have a really good D-line. I honestly think the Giants could win week one going up against Sam Darnold. Everybody's convinced the Vikings are going to roll. But, I mean, you tell me, B, for the Giants – who has the most – rank the job security of the following three men?
Okay.
Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, Daniel Jones.
Most – you mean the most
– Who's
– who's number one to be gone?
No. Who's the most secure?
Daboll.
Who's number two?
I'll probably go with Daniel.
Then Shane?
Then Shane. I think Shane is the number one to go. And I think the thing about it is, if Daniel Jones completely looks crazy, they're probably going to get rid of Shane anyway. You know what I mean? So everything rides on Shane. Like, anybody that does anything wrong, it goes to Shane, because he the one that hired everybody. And he better hope that the Eagles and Saquon don't have a good year, because his owner already told him, I'm not going to have a good day, which means you probably won't have a good day.
Yeah, I mean, I found it odd that, like, all of a sudden during the Hard Knocks run, like, every Giants beat reporter that I follow all seemed to post, like, people got the wrong idea. Daboll and Shane have plenty of job security. Like, their seat isn't hot. Like, I noticed, like, Pat put that out. Jordan Renan put that out. Connor Hughes. Like, all these guys I know that follow them. Typically, when something like that happens, when every reporter gets the same sort of sourced information, and I'm pulling up the curtain here a little bit, folks, it's because somebody, provides that information.
Well, I ask this question. If you're not winning games in the NFL and your seat's not hot, then something's wrong. So I don't buy what either one of them reporters wrote, because if they're not winning, and if you're not winning, your seat is getting warm.
Totally.
Point blank.
Totally. I don't know. Folks, I bet, are pretty damn optimistic, man. It's a funny line from the stream. BJL1906 said, Jeff is already planning his sick day for the parade, the Super Bowl parade, I imagine.
I don't think Jeff's going that far. Jeff is smarter than that, I think.
Jeff, are you smarter than that?
Now, if we just Jeff, come out
I'm,
and some...
I'm taking up for you, Jeff.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but if by chance we do come out and some way we win 14 or 15 games, I will streak Pennsylvania Avenue with my body painted in burgundy and gold.
If you win 14, if we win 14,
what stretch of Pennsylvania Avenue? Not like down by Andrews Air Force Base.
If it's 14,
the entire stretch,
the whole damn show gonna be streaking.
All right, if they win 14 games, Jeff and B. Mitchell streaking.
I say the whole show. I put Landfill in here, you in here.
14 games?
They win 14, 15 games. Yeah, we better all be streaking. The whole city better be damn streaking.
I was about to say, I might grow my head back for a week.
No, I don't think you got some spot where it don't grow no more, Jeff.
If they win 14 games this year, we're all going streaking. That's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
Landfill?
Yeah, sure.
That means Landfill don't believe they win 14 games.
That means Landfill's comfortable.
I'm optimistic, but there's zero chance they win 14 games. Come on.
That's why I put that bet out. That's why I put that out there.
Yeah, if they win 14 games, I'm totally streaking.
God, please make them win 14, 15 games.
I mean, 14 is...
I normally have certain prayers I pray for. I'm praying for that. We need 14, 15 games, Landfill.
Nobody in the NFL won more than 13 last year. I think...
Hey, we won...
I think we're okay.
This team has won 14 before with 16 games.
That was a while back.
That's a while back.
That was a while back.
Just saying.
I know who the third down back was on that team.
And Tay Wilson, please don't ever write that in the thread again.
What a sausage party for streaking? If it's a sausage party, my guy Parker Williams will be there. That's his favorite kind of party. Commander's out at practice right now. We changed offices. We're in one with more natural, more light, so people can stop worrying about my hostage situation. I asked DQ about the Brandon Coleman thing, uh-huh. and he's like, listen, man, this is not ideal, but it is what it is, and these guys are pros, and when it's time to play, you play, yeah. whether you've lined up to each other, next to each other, or not.
Yeah. You do your job.
Yeah. I think, sure sounded to me like Coleman started at left tackle on Sunday.
Maybe.
Also sounded like we're not quite so sure Johnny Newton's situation.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley and Warren Zevon here on 106.7 The Fan. Our guy Greg just texted us something to ask Jeff, who was the fifth team in the NFC East back before they realigned.
And Locked On Law answered it earlier. If Jeff was looking at the thread, he would have known.
Jeff, did
hey, you... Hey, yo, to be honest, I didn't even know there were five teams in East Division.
Yeah,
at first.
I know.
And you know what my answer was to that?
What?
The Washington Redskins.
Wait, what does that even mean?
He then said the Falcons.
Because team is no longer involved.
They're the Washington Commanders now. So.
Oh, you know, that's not a terrible guess.
Yeah, that is a
terrible
guess.
I thought it was a trick question. But and was it the Panthers?
No, dude. It was the Cardinals.
Oh, man, I wouldn't even have guessed that.
But look, the Arizona Cardinals was in the NFC East.
Here's my defense for Jeff. I'm going to try. How old are you, 30 now?
Yes.
So how old were you in 2002?
2002, was 8.
By 6. 5, 6, 8.
In Jeff's defense, which is not a position I like to always be in.
But see, I don't.
They reorganized the divisions in 2002.
I understand, but that's my problem.
He was an 8-year-old kid.
But my problem is with people like you and people, young people like Jeff, they have every aspect of getting any information they want in this day and age, but they never have.
All right, B, let's be fair, though, man. Nobody is going to look up the divisions that were what the divisions
if
were.
If you look
how
at the history of your team, you go, why
until,
the hell they keep playing
until,
the Cardinals?
Until that was to come up. Like I'm quite sure people my age and younger never even thought about the divisions.
Yeah, people your age and younger don't ever look up nothing.
Well, and I would mention,
what's the purpose?
Yo, but the what's the purpose is one of the dumbest things.
No, I'm talking about for the division thing. For the division thing.
It's just like to get the know stuff.
If there was ever something to not know and have it be pretty damn forgettable, it was the Phoenix and then Arizona Cardinals run in the NFC East. I mean, they were a doormat forever. Like I don't know what their record was, but they were bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're supposed to remember them. When you start talking about how bad your team was for a moment, you got to think about how bad other teams were.
That's true. I tell you, things were a lot better when the Redskins were playing the Cardinals twice a year. I know that much. I wish I was a reporter back then, get to go to Scottsdale every year. But I'm not blasting you on that one, Jeff. I'm not, and that's rare for me. But they were awful, and it was 22 years ago.
Okay.
Do you appreciate that, Jeff?
Yes, I'll take
it. Well, I'm going to just give you a hint, Jeff. Sometimes look up stuff that happened before you were born or before you can understand it. And it broadened your horizon.
Well, like I sent B. Mitch this Instagram reel the other day. So one of the coolest things, whether you like Bill Belichick or hate Bill Belichick, I think you have to understand that he's just a brilliant football mind, mm-hmm. right? And was he aided by having Tom Brady? Of course. Bill Walsh was aided by having Joe Montana. And I try, I truly try to be a student of football. I'm a history guy anyway. Like, I typically read, like, historical books, all that. But I try to know football from beyond just what I've seen. And Belichick, I don't know, was it on McAfee? I don't know where he found this. But he was showing this video.
Yep.
Of
it was Ryan Clark.
It was the pivot, right?
Yeah.
Of
Walter Payton.
Yeah, but it was a college all-star team.
It was a college all-star playing the Super Bowl champions
playing
from a year prior.
The Super Bowl champions from a year prior in an exhibition game. And this they used to do this. And it was Walter Payton going up against the Steel Curtain.
And he was working them.
It was like Jack Lambert. I mean, it's all these guys you've heard of. And Payton is just working them, dude. And it was just so impressive. And so there is a lot of cool football. I mean, I used to have to say this to Pete Haley. Like, there's a lot of cool football that existed. It's the stupid stuff where players now try to act like there weren't good players before. All of it. Like, what did they say in the NFL, in the NBA? Like, oh, everybody, you were playing against plumbers. Like, no.
No.
They were the best.
You're playing against the best.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, like, I would love to see that today. Like, people like to say it, but you get the college all-stars, and they play the Super Bowl champions from the year before. I would like to see it. Because we automatically assume that they'll get destroyed.
If I may, how, like, the actual logistics of that, how on earth, frankly, do you get the Super Bowl champion players to agree to that financially?
Hey, the
and hell, in the NIL world, how you get the college
TV
kids?
TV is making the money. Believe me, they could pay them. They could pay them better than what they're getting paid right now for a game.
So we got two games coming up in the next 2 days, right? Mm-hmm. Not today, but Thursday and Friday. We also have Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us in about 10 minutes here to start his picks that he does every year. We are fired up about that. I am fired up to watch football tomorrow night. I am fired up to watch football on Friday. And if you want to, you can hang out with us. We are kicking off a new season of Washington football this Friday from D City Smokehouse, located at 2nd and Florida Northwest, 203 Florida Ave,
yes.
Northwest. We'll be there at 10 a.m. I might even try to get there by like 9:45.
It's probably the time you go get there. 9:50.
Today got away from me a little bit. I'm
sitting there. I'm like, when the hell is he going to show up?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
How do I smell today?
I don't smell people.
I'm telling you, I went to the gym this morning, and I needed to shave. So
why would you ask me how you smell? I don't smell you.
You always give me a hard time about not wearing cologne.
Yeah, I'm just saying you act like it's not good to wear cologne.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying I don't. I fully support everyone that wants to wear cologne, mm-hmm. except that stuff Jeff wears sometimes.
High karate.
Yeah. But I tried different deodorant today, and it has a scent. I'm kind of feeling it.
All right, man. Try you some cologne there.
No, it's like scented deodorant. Isn't that the same as cologne?
No.
You sure?
Hell no.
Landfill?
No.
Jeff?
Deodorant. Are you really asking this question?
See,
scented deodorant.
Scented deodorant.
If
deodorant with the smell.
Scented.
What's the new stuff they got all in there? I'm talking about even my arm.
Axe body spray.
Not just my armpits.
Oh, I've heard those ads.
You need some of that.
What's crazy are the
hold
ads
on a second, JP.
Ladies are doing for those products.
Yeah. What kind of deodorant?
Plastic down there.
What kind of deodorant have you been using? Like, what do you mean scented deodorant? Like, every deodorant is scented, basically.
Yeah.
So, one, here's a question for all you cologne freaks. If every deodorant is scented, do you really want to put cologne on? Are those two then not
first
competing
of all,
with each other?
Let's be honest, dude. The scent on deodorant is not nothing that you are going to truly smell when you just walk by.
Here's the difference then, Landfill, to answer your question. And I think I have a point about if your deodorant scented and then you put cologne on, like, you hope that the combination of those smells is good because you get two competing smells.
They don't have two competing smells. You're not going to smell that much of that deodorant, though.
Because the cologne's so overpowering. Landfill, normally, I'm a roll-on guy. I roll on Old Spice. At the gym this morning, though, they had the aerosol, and it was Right Guard, I want to say. So it's, to me, a distinctly different smell.
You forget about the left? You don't want the, the left guarded?
I guarded both. I guarded both. All right, that was a good deodorant talk.
JP, you talk about deodorant like you're from the 40s and like scented and roll-on. These are all novelties to you that you've never seen before.
Oh, they are novelties to him.
You asked, normally I have a roll-on that I know what it smells like. This morning is different, and I feel like people
deodorant
should smell me.
Deodorant is normally an antiperspirant as well, huh?
Yeah, I always use that.
The way you be pitting, you need to go get something stronger.
I only really sweat when it's super hot outside.
Not necessarily.
I've been perfect since the weather got nice last week.
That's not true either.
Feel me.
I'm going to feel your unarmed. What the hell's wrong with you?
You're
I think you say some of the dumbest stuff in the world.
Look, hey, at least look. I'm not pitting right now.
I sit across from you. See that little light, that little white, that little cloud
that's
right there?
That's probably a stain, dog.
Yeah, that's that pit.
Nobody go anywhere. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will join us next. I'm really fired up in moments. Maryland Governor Wes Moore set to join the program, make his picks. Remember last year, the Gov went plus 19 on his picks, which is that's pretty damn significant, especially considering we did mostly pros, but we did the college football playoff. Like we did a lot of different picks. I also want to try to sneak one in for the Gov about Francis Tiafoe, proud Marylander, in the U.S. Open semifinals. News out of Cincinnati that a lot of people care about. Ja'Marr Chase, who had not been practicing throughout camp, is at practice today for the beginning of game week. All these holdouts, hold-ins, whatever you want to call them, keep in mind the new CBA has really strict language about waiving fines that are accrued, and I don't think anybody's looking to get fined too much, and certainly nobody is looking to miss a game check. It's going to be interesting to watch all that unfold. And, you know, there's a lot going on throughout the NFL. Lev, I don't know who we talked to or what. I do want to talk about this Brazil game, Eagles-Packers. But right now, we're not going to waste time. We want to get right to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Gov, how are you, sir?
I'm great. It's good to hear your voices. I'm so ready. We're back in football season.
Dude, it feels real now that you are on here to do some picks. I'm going to start, though, off the field, though, or off the football field.
Yep.
I know what a sports fan you are. How fired up are you for Francis Tiafoe?
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, like, so you know, first of all, the fact that we're going to have an American in the finals no matter what is pretty extraordinary. And it is literally, it's been decades since that's been the case. And the fact that one of those Americans could be one of ours, could be a Marylander. I mean, and you know, for folks who don't know the story of Francis Tiafoe, man, I mean, it is so beyond inspirational. You know, a guy whose father was working at the university and who would go to work with his father and just started picking up a tennis racket as a way of just passing time and is now on the cusp of becoming a U.S. Open champion. I mean, and he's just the nicest guy. I know you all, I believe you all have had a chance to meet him. He is just the nicest guy. He remembers where he came from. And so I hope he hears all the way in New York us cheering for him in down here in Maryland. But I feel really good about what he's going to be able to do.
Yeah, man. Something tells me should he make the final that I might see Wes Moore in that player's box. But we'll wait for that.
Yeah, I might be a ball boy. I might be running across and picking up balls for him.
It was pretty funny actually watching last night. They had the like a moth. I don't know if you were watching at that point, but a moth flew through, and the ball boys had quite a tough time. They really did. Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore here. All right. So let's get down to it. Last year, you killed it, Gov. You were really, really good. Here's the deal for folks that haven't listened to it. We give you five games every week, and you let us know what the right side is. Are you ready to rock, Gov?
I'm so ready. I've been literally waiting this entire offseason to get ready for what we have right now. This is the best time of the year. You know what I mean? Like, it starts getting a little chillier. The leaves are going to start changing soon. And we got football every Saturday, got college. Every Sunday and Monday and Thursday, you got pro. So this is a good time of the year.
Dude, I totally agree. I totally agree. All right, we kick it off with week one, the NFL opener. Your Ravens, this is a tough game, traveling to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough game. And listen, I've always been of the belief that, you know, in order to be the king, you need to beat the kings. And that has been the Chiefs. The Chiefs have just been the riddle that the entire NFL has not been able to figure out for these past years, and specifically with Patrick Mahomes. The thing I know about the Chiefs, though, is this, is they're always a very good regular season team. They're a very, very, very good postseason team. And that really has been their secret sauce. They know how to turn it on. And honestly, when I think about what's happened in the offseason, there's not many teams in the NFL that got better in a way that the Ravens got better. And specifically in the places that we needed to get better. The Ravens for a long time have just been, you know, we've been almost a running back by committee kind of team. We actually have a full-time standout running back right now. And I got to tell y'all, I mean, I went to training camp. This dude is a horse, man. I really wish any team the best of luck to try to take King. I mean, I'm telling King Henry, this dude, if he gets out in the open field, he's fast enough to beat you, but he's big enough to run over you if you get in his way. And so, I mean, I think the Ravens have the most dynamic offense inside the entire AFC right now. I think our defense is still really strong. I think Kyle Hamilton's going to compete for Defensive Player of the Year. I think he legitimately is that good. And so I do think that we go into Arrowhead and we pull off a W this week.
Wow. All right. I like it. Let's go to Friday night in Brazil, Packers-Eagles.
Yeah, this one's a complicated one for me, man, because I'm going to go with the Eagles, but, I mean, there's a whole big part of me that's saying don't do that. And here's why. I know everyone's talking about how the Eagles got better during the offseason, and I think that is true, right? I think they did get better during the offseason. Do you know where they didn't get better at? Is coaching. And let's be clear. What happened to the Eagles the last half of the season was not that the players got hurt. It wasn't that they were roster moves. They gave up on the coach. And I just have a difficult time seeing how, listen, you can make the roster better. You can add a player here. They lost a huge, huge player in Kelsey. So, like, you know, so, but the thing that did not change was the coaching. And that is the biggest question mark that I think the Eagles had going into the end of last year. So I'm going to go with the Eagles because I just do think they have enough talent to beat the Packers, even though I do think the Packers have a pretty special player in Love and I think have the potential of being a really good team in the NFC. But I don't know, man. I mean, like, I still have a real problem with the way that the players just gave up on the coach at the end of the year and to think that they're somehow going to turn that around as easy as people think.
I completely agree and have been down on the Eagles all summer because of that. I'm moving fast just because I want to make sure we get all our picks in. Commanders, Bucks. Jaden Daniels kicks off the season in Tampa, 4:25 start. Should be pretty interesting. What do you think, Gov?
You know, I think one of the best things I heard about Daniels, in fact, when I saw you down there at training camp, on the first day of training camp, not to mention.
That's right.
It was the first day. And I ain't seen nobody else from other jurisdictions there, but I'm gonna leave that alone. you know, one of the things they said about Daniels was he's the first one to show up and he's the last one to leave. I'm a big work ethic guy. You tell me when people say who's gonna win something, and I don't care if you're talking about a game, a match, a campaign, whatever. My answer always becomes who's working the hardest, who wants it more, and this dude really seems like he wants it. I still think there's still a lot of holes. I think they got a couple of big pickups. I think that, you know, their running game is going to be better. It seems like their secondary potentially could be a little bit better. I think Wagner was a good pickup. And so I'm going to go with the Commanders on this one on week one. But I think this week one is going to be very, very telling, and specifically about the offensive line. I think one of the biggest problems the Commanders have always had was being able to protect the quarterback. I think there have been some moves to get a better offensive line and make sure that Daniels is protected. But if they do not fix that problem, I don't care if you put Eli Manning back there. You're not going to have a winning franchise. You have got to get that offensive line fixed up. But I'm going with the Commanders.
I love it. I can't wait for this weekend. Two primetimes, Niners versus Jets and Rams versus Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I know everyone's excited to see Aaron Rodgers and see if he can go, you know, past five plays. The thing I'm curious to see actually with the Jets actually is not about Aaron Rodgers. It's really about their defense. They really didn't do a whole lot to improve their defense over the offseason, which was actually a little confusing to me because I thought they would have put a greater focus on getting a stronger defense that could have frankly given Rodgers a bit more time, a bit more time actually on the field. But, and also I think that the 49ers are still just, you know, they are still that team in the NFC. They can beat you a whole lot of different ways, not to mention the fact that their defense is still really, really strong. So I think Vegas has it like at 49, something like, you know, minus five, and, you know, and, but I just, or by, you know, 5 points, I have a feeling that the spread is going to be bigger than that. And I think the Niners pull off a win on this.
And then Rams Lions.
Yeah, I'm going with the Lions on this one. Okay. I still think, and listen, I think the Rams are a strong team. I haven't lost watching what I saw in the playoffs. The Lions just look damn good, and frankly, I still in my heart believe that I didn't just want it, but I think the whole country wanted Detroit versus Baltimore in the Super Bowl. You know, I'll leave that for what it is, and you know, maybe we'll get a chance to see that again this year. But these Lions, man, they really impressed me during the playoffs in particular. And so despite the fact that I know the Rams, you know, they got studs, right? They got Cooper Kupp, they got Puka, they got some real players.
Sure.
Yet at the same time, I just think that the Lions are a really complete team. I really like their coaching staff. And I think, you know, particularly when you're going to new seasons, who your coaching staff is, I think it really does matter. And I think there's a real chance for Williams to really be a sleeper as one of the best running backs in the league this year. So, you know, I think this will be a tight game. This is actually one of the better games of week one because you just have two really good teams going at each other. In addition to, I think, the Chiefs and the Ravens. But I think the Lions pull this one off.
Gov, thank you for the time, man. We always appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you next week. I got Ravens, Commanders, Lions, Niners, Eagles.
Let's go. I'm hoping to call you from the winner's circle next week.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time, man. Sincerely.
All right. I'll talk to you.
All right. That is the one and only Maryland Governor, Mr. Wes Moore, making his picks. Ravens, Commanders, Lions, Niners, Eagles. We have got to boogie here. Grant and Danny are coming your way next. Thank you to everyone that listened to the program today. Thank you to J.C. Allen. Thank you to Dalton Wasserman. Thank you to Dan Kolko. All those folks for joining us tomorrow. We're going to try to get some phone time for you. Plus, we got Dan Quinn. We're going to get some coordinators. Jaden Daniels going to talk. We'll have some audio. Busy, busy week. Grant and Danny are coming next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.